everybody. How's it going? Welcome to another episode of Halifax is Burning, the campus and community radio show where you're going to hear the best in Atlantic Canadian music. Tonight on Halifax is Burning, we'll take a trip to Fredericton, New Brunswick with Deep Fryer and Saint Jack. We'll mine the archives and bring you a classic Christmas throwback track. We've also snaked an interview with Like a Motorcycle, courtesy of our friends at The Commute, another great show here on CKDU. We'll also bring you tunes from the James Bradley Band and Discontrol and lots more. But first, before we get to any of that, let's get kicked off with some brand new material from a piping hot Mint Records compilation. And we'll get you started with something from Century Egg. Now, this compilation came out officially last weekend, November 26th, at the Mint Ridiculously Early Christmas Party, which happened in Vancouver, BC. The album is called Quarter Life Crisis. It celebrates 25 years of making music by the long-running indie label, and it also features 25 tracks from label artists and friends, as well as some deep cuts from the vault. One of the things that really drew me to this compilation, aside from the Halifax contingent, of course, we've got some tracks from Moon and Monomyth and Heaven for Real, who we're here in just a little bit, was this song from Century Egg. It's a song called Teleportation, originally done by a band called Capsule, who are a Japanese electronica band. So without any further ado, let's get things kicked off here tonight on Halifax is Burning. This is something brand new from Century Egg. Thanks to our friends at Mint Records for sending this one over. This one's called Teleportation. You're tuned in to Halifax is Burning.
With me, sympathy, we are together. Is it my telepathy that I can always reach you across endless galaxy? Teleportation.
Thank you.
in my telepathy that I can always reach you across endless galaxy. Teleportation.
From the Quarter Life Crisis compilation, courtesy of Mint Records, that's a brand new song from Heaven for Real. That one's called Beyond the Lanes. Kicking off Halifax's Burning tonight, a really great track from our friends in Century Egg, a cover of the a song called Teleportation by Capsule, a Japanese electronica band. Very cool, very cool. I'm really looking forward to playing that one a little bit more. If you want to get your hands on a physical copy of this, they were giving them away at the Mint Records ridiculously early Christmas party last weekend in Vancouver. Maybe you got your hands on one. Maybe if you know someone on the Mint roster, you can buddy up to them. But for the time being, you can also hear the compilation courtesy of Exclaim. We'll throw a link on the Twitter, HFX is Burning, and you can check it out for yourself. One band I'm really excited about in Halifax these days is a band called Discontrol. They've sort of come and gone over the past couple of years, but they've got a brand new album coming out. It's called Living Without. It's out this very weekend, as a matter of fact, and I've just been really listening to this record a lot, and it's super good, and I can't wait to get my hands on a vinyl version. If you find yourself in Halifax, Nova Scotia, on December 3rd, Saturday, you can see Discontrol at the Seahorse Tavern. Here's a song from their new record called Time Scattered.
Bodies.
Chefs. Yes, that's a band from Fredericton, New Brunswick. They're called the Deep Fryer, brand new band, kind of a super group of sorts based in Fredericton, New Brunswick. They've got a brand new EP coming out, a self-titled EP, as a matter of fact. You can hear it right now on Grid City Magazine, a great blog that is run based in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We'll also post the link to that one on Twitter. Members of this band have come and gone through other Fredericton bands, and perhaps one of the busiest men in rock and roll in Fredericton, New Brunswick right now is our friend Jean-Tien Shea, and he's playing in a number of bands, including this one. He plays with The Trick sometimes. He's also got a project called Beard Springsteen, and if that wasn't enough, he's also got a project, it's kind of a solo project, called St. Jack. So here's a track from his latest record, Birmingham. This one is called Je Te Déteste, Fredericton. You're listening to Halifax is Burning. Turn that radio up, keep it locked right now. The album Birmingham, that's St. Jack, Je Te Déteste, Fredericton, and some great music coming out of Fredericton, New Brunswick, as always. Shout outs to our friends in New Brunswick, shout out to our friends at CHSR over there in Fredericton, and CHMA in Sackville, and Local 107.3 in St. John, New Brunswick. New Brunswick just doing big things, always. From New Brunswick to Prince Edward Island, here's a track from Golden Cinema. This one is called Talia. You're listening to Halifax is Burning.
Thank you.
from their brand new album High Hopes. That's Like a Motorcycle. That song's called Punk One. They just released a brand new video for that. We'll put that one on the Halifax is Burning Twitter so you can check it out at HFX is Burning. Last Friday here on CKDU 88.1 FM, some members of Like a Motorcycle stopped by to chat with our friends Pam Krause and Russell Gregg, who are the hosts of the Drive Time radio show, The Commute. If you don't know about it, you should check it out. Friday afternoons, 5 p.m., worth a listen. So we're going to play a little bit of that interview right now. And so at the top of this interview, you're going to hear them talking about this video, and then we'll hear another song from Like a Motorcycle shortly after. So here we go. Without any further ado, this is an interview with Like a Motorcycle, courtesy of our friends at The Commute.
I remember fondly a very drunken night at a studio here in town when
yes.
you guys were strapping GoPros to the crowd's head and having them crawl around the floor while you
yeah.
played.
Yeah, I remember either you or Isaac, one of you pitched a full can of beer at Michelle's head while she was playing drums.
That was totally Isaac.
Yeah.
Dry ice, I believe.
Yeah. Dry ice. There was a lot of dry ice that night.
You're not hucking around full cans of beer, but not on the dry spot.
No, exactly.
No.
Did you see the video? It came out.
No, but
the
like little teaser had the back of my head in it.
Yeah. All right.
And I saw, like, my hair is pretty distinctive. I saw my,
yes.
like, giant curly red hair
mm-hmm.
in the audience.
If you go watch the video, you can watch your hand do something even more interesting.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, go check out our YouTube if you want to see Pam do weird stuff.
Okay, guys, shut up. Tell me a little bit about your tour van.
Oh.
Because unlike... the band we just interviewed
that you can't remember the name of
John.
Yeah, okay.
I remember. I'm a little Rabaxasetti right
yeah.
now. I'm sorry. They're driving around in a rented SUV or something. You've got a dedicated tour van.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of character.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's got a name.
Well, to be fair, we also went to Toronto and back, the four of us, in a hatchback one time. So we've been there. We've been in the situation
yeah.
those guys are in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now we travel around in an 81 Chevy G20 van.
Yeah.
It's not quite a camper. There's no Watchman in it or whatever, but it's humongous. It's got a bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's older than any of us.
Shag carpeting?
Shag carpet,
crushed velvet.
Ceilings.
Drapes,
yeah.
the whole
yeah.
Pretty shebang.
Sexy. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So one time we had to do a U-turn in a daycare, and the teachers were very skeptically watching us out the window. So, yeah.
You said this van had a name?
Its name is Herb. Herb the girl.
Herb, yeah.
But also uses male pronouns. So
it's all very confusing for a lot of us.
Genderqueer.
Yeah.
It's a genderqueer van named Herb.
All drugged up and no place to go. Be the most alive or a little bit cold. You can be the one to push me over. You
title track from their brand new record that's like a motorcycle. All right. When you get phone calls on the air, that's what happens. That's like a motorcycle with a track called High Hopes. Thanks very much to our friends Pam and Russell at The Commute for letting us share that little snippet of an interview. You can listen to The Commute on CKDU 88.1 FM on Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. We are going to hear a song right now from the James Bradley Band. They also released a brand new EP. This is a song I think, at least in title, we can all sympathize with, especially here in Nova Scotia. This one's called We're All Broke. You're listening to Halifax is Burning. Theme means it's time for this week's throwback track. We're going to take you way back. We're going to take you way back to the 1960s, and we're going to get in the Christmas vibe, because this weekend coming up here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, is the Halifax Jazz Festival's annual fundraiser featuring the Jerry Grinnelli Trio, in which they perform the classic album, A Charlie Brown Christmas Live. It's so much fun. Jerry Grinnelli is such a legend. He's a jazz legend. And this album is legendary in our household. So we're going to play you this song. If you're looking for more information on these shows, and more information, it's plural, of course, you want to check out halifaxjazzfestival.ca. And in the meantime, here's maybe my favorite song from A Charlie Brown Christmas. This one is called Linus and Lucy. Getting a little bit into the Christmas spirit here on Halifax is Burning. Linus and Lucy by the Vince Guaraldi Trio from the 1965 album A Charlie Brown Christmas. That's such a great song. It's a great album. Now you might be asking yourself, why are you playing the Charlie Brown Christmas record on Halifax is Burning, a show dedicated to local music? Well, here's the simple version of that story. The drummer on that song and on that record, Jerry Grinnelli, is a longtime Halifax resident. As a matter of fact, he's very instrumental, no pun intended, in the Halifax jazz community and in the Halifax Jazz Festival. This weekend, on December 4th, they are doing what has become an annual fundraiser for the Halifax Jazz Fest, in which they perform this album start to finish. They tell some Christmas stories. Jerry Grinnelli also tells some stories about the making of the record. It's actually quite a lovely show. If you get the chance to check it out, I highly recommend. It's worth traveling for. It's worth seeing these songs being performed live. It's incredible. I've seen it firsthand. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks before Christmas, we'll be able to have a sit down with Jerry Grinnelli to talk some more about this record. He's a very busy man, though, so fingers crossed. We're going to hear a song from a group, well, a duo, as a matter of fact, called Cassie Josephine and Gabriel Minikin. Last week here on Halifax is Burning, we played one of the singles. So there's two singles from this record, and that's because it's kind of a split record. It's split into side A, side B. But basically the first half, side A, features songs by Cassie Josephine on leads, and then side B features Gabriel Minikin on leads. Last week, we heard the single Forever, which was the first track on side A. So this week, we'll hear the first track on side B, and this one is called Red Dirt Morning.
justice has been waiting for some time and rearranging to keep her mind on something besides the lack of people coming. You pull up in hesitation. Is this the right location? You can hear some music play.
Tis the season, unfortunately, where we have to start talking about these things in public. That's a song from Winter Sleep's debut album 2003 called Snowstorm. And winter has certainly arrived here in Atlantic Canada, much to our chagrin. The Almanac, I guess, this year is calling for what they say is a traditional Canadian winter. So whatever that means, usually it means it's going to suck. So bundle up, keep yourselves warm, and we'll get through these next 6 months, if we're lucky, together. It's going to be a fun time. Sometimes you just can't predict what's going to happen, and it's out of our control. Such is the way of Mother Nature. And in that spirit, here is a song from the new Corey Eisner record. This one is called Forces of Our Nature. You're listening to Halifax is Burning.
Kind of dreaming that pierces your mind. It's more of a reaction to the world in my view. But the opposite attraction happens to be you. Forces of our nature, bound by nomenclature. Are you the devil or its maker? I'll take the heat. single hair. It's a hard life living in the country when you've got nothing to share. Shut up and stop acting like a movie. This ain't Hollywood tonight. I've been here long enough to know a liar when she comes to life. We are forces of our nature, bound by nomenclature. Are you the devil or this wager? I'm trying to bound by nomenclature. Are you the devil or my savior? I still believe.
Dreaming of warmer days with our friends in Dark for Dark. That's a song called The Roof from their excellent EP, which is called All Dressed. It's about that time where we move over and make way for the Mojo Box. Don Adams is up next. Then we got Deep Cuts of the Deepest and the Dum Dums Radio Hour, rounding out Super Tuesday programming. Going to leave you with a song tonight that's going to get you nice and primed for the Mojo Box. As a matter of fact, this is by the Green Reflectors. And according to this self-titled record, this whole record was recorded in 3 hours by students at the Sonic Temple. So I'm assuming live off the floor. Who knows? These guys are pretty pro. And I think this next track that we're going to leave you with tonight is going to describe just how I feel every time I give up the mic to Don Adams. You know, you leave and you give it up to a professional like Don Adams, and it just makes you question your abilities as a radio host, you know? And that's because he's got Magnum swagger, this guy. That's the name of this track. We'll leave you with this, and we'll see you next week. Don't forget to keep the fires burning, and please do take care of one another. Magnum swagger by the Green Reflectors. Here we go.